The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. If you haven't been putting money away for retirement as often as you wish you had, there are ways to catch up. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money headlines. For the second month in a row, annual inflation fully offset average hourly wage growth in June, leaving workers' real hourly earnings flat from a year earlier, despite falling unemployment in a generally strong economy. While workers made up for higher prices by working slightly more hours per week, the stagnation of Americans' purchasing power underscores questions about the extent to which workers are benefiting from an economy that by many other measures is booming. The Consumer Price Index, which gauges what Americans pay for everything from veterinarian services to baby clothes, rose a seasonally adjusted 0.1% in June from the prior month. Meanwhile, Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp reports that some economists estimate the U.S.'s 10% tariff on another $200 billion of Chinese imports could boost the core consumer price index by 0.6%, assuming competitors also raise their prices. That would add a one-time 0.6 percentage point boost to the annual inflation rate. Ordinarily, the Federal Reserve ignores such one-time hits, but many feel it can't now. Given how tight labor markets are, workers can expect a corresponding boost to their wages. While that argues for higher interest rates, the loss of purchasing power and consumer confidence could pull the Fed in the other direction. And mortgage rates are on the rise again, snapping a three-week stretch of declines. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 4.53% during the week of July 12th. That's up one basis point. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 3.99%, and the 5-year Treasury-indexed hybrid adjustable rate mortgage averaged 3.86%. That's up 12 basis points. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. There's no question you've heard the advice to put money away into retirement accounts throughout your career to have enough to live on after your working years. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson is here to tell us that even if you've fallen behind on your retirement savings, it's probably not too late to catch up. So, Ann, we're not suggesting there's anything easy about retirement and saving for retirement, and common advice is to put away 10 to 15% per year, but that can be difficult for people supporting a family.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, as we all know, having children isn't cheap. You've got to pay for the braces. You've got to pay for the bicycles, the swim lessons. You know, some people pay for private schools, whatever. That's a choice people make. But the whole thing is pretty expensive. So, you know, saving that 10 to 15% consistently during the years when you're raising children can be difficult for people. The idea of just like, you know, consistent savings when you get thrown a lot of sort of erratic expenses is difficult. So, you know, because children, depending on your income, the cost varies, but the USDA estimates that people spend, you know, somewhere between $13,000 to $20,000 per child, depending on income, per year. You know, that really can add up and it can get in the way of saving that consistent 10 to 15%.
But while there might not be a lot of extra cash for saving, it's important to at least discuss a plan to save for when the kids leave home. And you suggest people go through the math to figure out how behind they are.
Before the kids leave home, before that last tuition check is due, you know, several months before, go through the math, figure out how far behind you are. And what that really entails is trying to figure out, what do I want to spend in retirement? If you really don't know. So experts generally recommend that when trying to figure out how much you need to save for retirement, you start with how much you want to spend annually in retirement. If you really have no clue, think about 80% of what you normally would spend in a normal year might be a good amount. So you need to take that amount. Say, you know, you spend $100,000 this year. You figure you're going to be spending about $80,000 a year in retirement. You take that, you subtract from that any expected Social Security or pension benefit. You know, say you expect $30,000 a year in Social Security. That means you have to be able to save enough to have $50,000 coming out of your nest egg per year. Multiply that number, $50,000, by 25 should give you the amount that you need to save. So that's just sort of a ballpark way that financial experts recommend people figure out how much do I need to save. In that case, the number is 1.25 million. You need to think about, well, how far behind am I and how much do I need to save annually to plug that gap?
And getting to those numbers, you can put some common sense into play here. Things like reviewing what you're spending money on and see where you can reduce spending.
Right, that's right. See, a lot of people don't really even know what they spend, especially when you have kids. Your life is really busy and, you know, you're just spending. A lot of people these days use plastic. But the good news with using plastic is that you can use tools like budgeting tools like Mint to actually pretty effectively track how much you spend and what you're spending it on. So that's sort of the first step. It's sort of the same thing, you know, they recommend when people want to go on a diet. It's you write down what you actually eat. So you can look and see what are the patterns. You know, where am I actually surprised? Where am I overspending? You know, what kinds of things just could easily be cut?
And in your story in the Wall Street Journal, you do mention websites like Mint that can help people gauge their spending patterns. Also in your story on WSJ.com, there's a pretty simple interactive tool people can use to gauge how well along they are in being ready for retirement.
Yeah, there is a tool in there that we developed recently. You input things including your age, your current income, the percent that you save per month, your total savings, your home equity, and then your planned retirement age. And it can give you a snapshot of how much you have saved versus how much you need to save and give you sort of a diagnostic that tells you, yes, you're on track, you're close to being on track, or, you know, you really need to pay attention because you're not even close.
All right. And that's in the story on WSJ.com. Be sure to check it out. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson joining us here in our studio. Ann, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.